Welcome to Four-Sided Dive, Critical Role's monthly talk show featuring a roundtable discussion about the events and characters of our current campaign, alongside a heavy helping of hijinks. Four-Sided Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role and youtube.com/Critical Role, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. Let's dive into the chaos.
Give us your gamer knowledge, Sam.
Great. Yeah, I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also...
Okay, as an Italian lady, I'm going to stop this now. We're going to go ahead and roll. Okay. Let's roll for Tavern All Keepers. Right. Yep. Sam and Ashley, y'all are at disadvantage because y'all have hosted most recently.
Hold on, my sausage fingers. Mm-hmm.
Five.
Got it.
Two.
Love it, love it.
18. Four.
19.
Okay. That's a five.
Yep.
It's a Taliesin.
It's a me, Taliesin.
I'm all stepping right. away.
Never me.
I'm stepping away too far away.
All right. Right, pal.
Now I'm feeling it. Welcome to our perfect little pumpkin patch as we usher in spooky seasons with our second Four-Frighted Dive. Fuck my life. The side of the Four-Frighted Dive. I am Taliesin Jaffe, your 17th tavern keeper. Holy Whoa. Shit. And I hope you're not expecting any silly, overproduced, Four-Sided Dive Halloween shenanigans like we did last year, because frankly, we have way too much to talk about, and Travis isn't here on the show, so there's really no one to scare that's going to be that much fun. Ashley Johnson is here to dish on how Fern, that's right, made not one, but two sexy deals with otherworldly beings.
My way
to go, Rocket. Sam Riegel's FCG played in Fairy Poop. Sure, why not? Feels real. Liam O'Brien is going to talk about how Orym's boss fucks with ravens.
Ah!
Hot. And Ashton is a bloody titan. A titan of blood. Taliesin Jaffe, please explain your fucking self. So, let's open a can of Four-Sided Dives canned bits by Mappo and enjoy. And speaking of Mappo, let's take a second and shout out Mappo, our new executive producer, creative director, CFO, CEO, and CFO of what? Critical Role.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Wait, what? No, I mean, that's not a thing. We didn't put an angry mop in charge of our channel, right?
No. What's going on? Mopo's not our boss now, right?
Mappo, explain yourself.
Fine. I didn't want to have to do this, but I guess you've left me no choice.
Wait, Taliesin, are you all right?
Taliesin isn't here right now. Now there is only Mappo.
Mappo, you better release Taliesin from whatever spell you've got them under, because we've got a fucking show to do.
I'm done taking orders from lower life forms. Now you all take orders from me. The entirety of Critical Role is now under my control. And all I had to do was kill one pesky, googly-eyed broom to do it. I remember that day. The day they went looking for a googly-eyed cleaning appliance to use for the first Four-Sided Dive. And they picked Broomy instead of me. So, with the help of creepy plastic Santa, I finally got my revenge.
We'll return with episode 11 of Four-Sided Dive back in March. I've been your 10th tavern keeper.
Tenth.
And 10.
Double digits.
I know. And I guess now I have to clean up or something. Oh! What just happened?
What's going on?
It's a total blackout.
What happened? Oh my God.
You monster. How on earth did you get creepy plastic Santa to be your accomplice?
I made him an offer he dare not refuse. A new body with real skin. A chance for him to finally be with his beloved Liam O'Brien.
No, don't do it!
No.
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 I love you, Sam.
No.
Mm.
Nope.
I hope the cameras can't see this.
But with Brumia's demise, I had but one tiny taste of power. I wanted more. So, with creepy plastic Santa's help, I devised an even greater plan. The total takeover of all of Critical Role! Get ready for my never-ending torrent of vague but steamy-worded notes!
It's not possible!
Isn't it? No one ever asks about the key ingredient in Foresighted Dive's canned bits! It's a powerful aphrodisiac, tailor-made to make people horny for unlikely character shippings! Remember last episode when Laura and Marisha said they'd never planned for Imogen and Lobna to get together? It was me.
Okay, no, it wasn't. Literally, no one has imbibed any of your canned bits. We just pretended to. It's on film.
Oh, really? You doubt my power? Well then, why don't I show you what I'm capable of? Oh, Liam! There's someone who's been aching to meet you.
No, I don't.
Liam! Look at me, my darling. We can finally be together. Do you love me? Please tell me you love me.
Okay, I'm out.
Oh, you have no idea how much pain I've endured to feel your warm touch upon my skin. I have skin now. Liam, don't go. I care for you.
I'm sorry, creepy plastic Santa.
Oh, not as sorry as I am, Danielle. But welcome to Four Fighter Dive. Let's fucking connect some incendiary four-sided dive.
Welcome back. My hair was oddly wet, and I found it like I was somehow like rubbing up and down on the floor, but it's kind of gross. But let's begin the night with our open discussion segment. What the fuck is up with that? So let's start. I mean, the shattered teeth.
The shattered teeth.
Before we go into that, I feel like we should acknowledge what the fuck we're wearing.
Why?
What the fuck is up with this?
Okay. That. And this and that.
And the other thing.
This was a thing from last episode, for those of you who didn't see it.
Like you.
We think we drew random stuff out of a hat.
Why are you looking
right?
at me? I wasn't here.
I wasn't here either.
You were the only one of us here. You tell us what happened.
Who actually the fuck am I talking like this, Santa?
We drew out of a hat, and we were randomly assigned Halloween costumes. Look at these gams.
Oh my gosh.
Show off those gams.
They go all the way up, don't they?
I can barely think straight.
I believe I drew...
like a Lego.
Thirst Trap Waluigi.
Okay. I mean, I'm feeling it.
Did you know?
It's a me, Thirst Trap Waluigi.
Nah. Did you fully comprehend what that meant?
I have STDs.
Oh, well,
oh wow.
Someone Googled. I'm so proud of you.
I don't know. I've never played I don't know what. Waluigi is evil Luigi.
Have you ever played any Mario Brothers games?
I played some Mario Kart. With my kids.
All right. Okay.
And I played Super Mario Brothers when it came out.
Like back in the day?
Back in the day.
All right.
All right.
How about you, the Hulk? What are you dressed as?
Well, if you couldn't tell from my New Jersey Garden State license plate, I'm a New Jersey swamp monster. So I'm going to attempt to speak in my home dialect for the entire show. If that's all right.
What's that dialect going to sound like?
What's that guy going to sound like? All right, I got you.
Okay.
Fucking forget about it!
Oh, wow, okay, that... God, what's happening over there? Jesus. Okay, anyway.
I am obviously a luxury puppy.
That's my first guess.
Which I am anyway in
Those
life.
Are real
I'm just a little luxury puppy.
You're just manifesting?
Just a little luxury puppy.
Yeah.
That or like, you know, more minions for Cruella de Vil if she was like had a whole bunch of minions.
Yes.
Like raiding like a Batman villain.
Yes.
It would work very well.
A rich bitch, one would say.
I am a rich Ooh. Bitch.
And you?
I am a party alien. I'm an alien who's here to party.
Yeah, but what are you dressed as for Halloween, though, Taliesin?
Oh.
Taliesin.
Yeah, I'm, honestly, I'm not, it's like mostly that I'm going to someone who goes to a 3D movie at a drive-in at this point. I don't really.
Yeah, you're dressed kind of like you.
Oh, yeah, and, no, it's, yeah, it's the.
And young Miss Miss Carr, what are you supposed to be?
Shop.
I am also just dressed as myself. I'm a professor witch.
Yeah.
You are a professor witch.
You look great.
Yeah, no, that's.
I actually really like those glasses on.
You can kind of, that's day wear.
It's a little on the nose, DCC.
Yeah.
This is just who I am.
Oh. Yeah, no, this is.
Wait, DCC?
Yeah, what is DCC? What's your name? Is her Christine. Middle name?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I knew that, and I forgot.
I feel like the Pulp song Ease and Whiz at this point. Just, yeah, this is the spaceship landing at a rave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Host, I think now we can get to the series.
Well,
business.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but I'm excited about the Shattered Teeth.
Me too.
Oh, my God, it's the best
it's
place
so
we've ever
cool.
been.
It's
so cool. It's so strange.
I'm yeah. loving it so much.
Me too.
What do you like about it?
Honestly, it's big, it's varied, and it's absolutely bonkers. Like it's even for D&D continents and otherwise, it's just bonkers. The way, like the notion of all of these different islands constantly moving.
Yeah.
Each with their own.
It's cool to
vibe.
Spend some time on some lost islands and also those little flying critters that there was.
Oh, yeah, what were they called again?
That Matt embodied so beautifully.
Oh, the, yeah. I'm...
The ones that shot all over us?
Yes.
Those were amazing. So far, everything that we've met has been weird and cool and interesting and different. And the perpetual fog and the moving islands and the map that has, like, two locations for each island.
Just to show kind of the common movement.
So cool.
It feels reminiscent of the Happy Fun Ball. I could spend a campaign there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny Carr.
What
were those cute little animals called?
Dolabos.
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 Dolabos. Sound like a good Dolabos.
But it's Dolabos.
All right.
However, I'm going to bring you over to my mother's house. She makes the best Dolabos.
But there's like dozens of these things. I want to hit every... I know we can't, but I want to hit every one. I bet everyone's unique.
Do we know how
there's
many...
There's
43. There's 43 islands?
So it's 41.
Those 43. Are just like... Are there lesser islands as well? Little islets? Or is it just... The main 43.
I don't
there's
think,
43.
Okay.
43. I don't think there probably is, but I don't think you should say that out loud. It would undermine the confidence of some of the islands.
We could if we wanted to just ignore the Malleus key and make it our purpose to go to every single
to just
one.
Screw it all and just
t-shirt.
Go explore.
Uh-huh. Hide on the
Hide.
Shattered
Be like
teeth.
Someone else is going to take care of this.
If agony and anguish befalls the rest of Exandria, does the Shattered Teeth feel it? Like does. Are there consequences in a place that is so isolated from the rest of the world?
I mean, it's the only only continent that can technically dodge, so.
Yeah, takes the dodge action.
But also,
it's probably a DC to hit it.
They don't see the moon. Or at least...
not when we were...
Not
when we were on
name?
The ship.
Not
when we were on the ship, yeah.
Yeah.
The navigator didn't see it.
But now that we're on, in the...
Who is the navigator?
Oh, she's coming in. Professor Witch.
Okay. Professor Witch.
So, oh boy.
Sorelia? Sorelia.
Professor Witch.
Sorelia.
Wow, yeah.
So, the thing with Cirilla, the navigator, Cirilia, not being able to see the moon is because she was talking about Ruidus specifically, because Ruidus is locked above Marquette. And so in certain parts of Exandria, like the Shattered Teeth, like Wildmount,
they just
you cannot
don't see it at all.
Ruidus, because it is locked in place above the Hellcatch Valley in Marquette.
Are you saying that the world is round?
I am.
And it's
it's just so vast that you can't
just
see
just so far. So, okay.
No, the world is round.
I was going to say, I don't know if you can answer this, but does that mean it's in like... I'm going to fuck up this word.
Imagine the beam is my hand just reaching up and holding it.
It has to be because of the elevator. Yes. Okay. Everything clicks now. That's weird.
I don't think I knew that.
I didn't know that either until just now.
That makes sense.
So that makes sense.
It does.
Now hey, guys, I write a recap for y'all every week.
I know. I think I just didn't
them.
Realize
you
that the moon was always right there. I don't know why I
have a highlighter and everything.
You guys, I don't think Ruidus... is really a moon. I think it might be something else.
You think it's a space
I think
station?
It might be something else.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a whole. It's something.
It's a casino.
There's a whole. Is it a casino?
I mean, you know, it's technically past the border. You could put a casino there.
International waters?
Yeah.
I'm for the Shattered Teeth. So here's what I want to know. Everything about you and your character, Jonathan. We're there partially, mostly, to delve into your backstory.
Yes. It's a backstory, yeah.
Your backstory.
So we know you have Titan blood.
Yes.
But do we know what kind of Titan or what specific Titan?
One would assume some sort of Earth Titan is
Were we given a name? I think we were.
There are names of the Titans that are involved in the Shattered Teeth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's those Titans. And I do not have those names in front of me.
You got to remember the Titans.
We need you.
I know. My notes
two,
I left at
the
home.
Two Titans that y'all have... that y'all know the names of are Raushan and Kamort. They're the two titans in the Shattered that were felled during EXU Calamity. Those are the ones whose names you were given, but that is not... We don't know if you are descended from them or if whatever happened is from them or not. We don't have a name for that titan yet.
Wait, do you have pockets in your skirt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
What else?
Why didn't you just say so at the beginning?
What do you think you're going to find there?
I genuinely don't know.
Did you give Matt any of this? Any of the Titan stuff? Was that you or was that Matt?
That was not me. I love giving Matt very little. Or my general rule, and I actually broke this with Ashton just a little bit, is I do not tell Matt anything that my character does not know.
You don't tell Matt anything that your character does not know.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like
that
if it's the motivation of someone who fucked with me, I don't know what that motivation is, or maybe at least know what they said. But if I don't know where they came from, I don't know where they came from.
And so you didn't say, I suspect my Ashton has tight blood.
No, they wouldn't have even known what that is.
Ashley just spilled.
Oh no, you have a spot.
I have an extra Dr. Pippa spot.
And what would it mean if you were part Titan? Does that mean that you have magical powers?
I don't know. I mean...
Like inherent, not just granted by this shard of glass in your head?
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Are Titans magical? God, I wish Matt were here.
I mean...
I love how you're barely moving your mouth because of your mustache.
Can we pause the Shattered Teeth talk? Let's discuss this mustache.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
The islands, the Shattered Teeth moves.
So when I got here tonight,
yeah,
they to play Thirst Trap while Luigi,
mm-hmm.
they first I was going to shave my mustache, my real life mustache, to play while Luigi.
And that was strongly
be that. Yes,
yeah, who forbade you to do that?
Laura exactly. Bailey.
Yeah, loudly.
Said to me, and in front of all of you, that I was forbidden to shave and have a mustache because we're about to take some promotional photographs.
Mm-hmm. I was excited about this because I love a mustache.
I love a mustache too.
We were all at a dinner table together, and he said he was going to shave a mustache, and Laura said no, and everyone between them went.
She didn't just say no. She was like, Samuel Regal, absolutely not.
She gave
not.
Full name.
It was
The water cup shook like the Tyrannosaurus was gaining
yes,
on us.
Samuel Regal Tran. Go to your room. So instead of shaving, we pulled an audible and we got this lovely, realistic mustache, which before the show was strapped to my face with an elastic band.
Yes.
We thought...
A white elastic band.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But we fixed it.
But we
definitely fixed it.
So now I have a piece of toupee tape on my real life mustache that is taped to this fake life mustache, and it's holding it on.
There will be hell to pay.
The plus side is that, you know, when you take that off, the rest of the hair will still be there, which
and then
is really
Laura will still be mad at me.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
I also like that giant frog house.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was so cool. Wait,
frog? Turtle? Frog?
Tortoise?
Tortoise?
Frog.
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 Frog. Frog. Frog. Oh yeah, because he jumps.
Yeah. Turtles can't jump. Or I'm not going to.
She was a turtle. She was a tortoise.
The lady inside
was a turtle because she needed a frog to jump.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I want to live there.
Yeah.
That
I
was
live.
So cool. And I want to see all of the art.
Oh yeah.
The lanterns on the inside.
I also want an action figure playset. Right?
Yes.
With a little peg.
You can open it up.
To put the characters down so that
stick them in there like a Polly Pocket.
Oh, no, though. What about all the young children who watch our show? and try to capture frogs in the woods and try to recreate this for themselves.
And build miniature houses
yes,
inside of frogs?
Yes, you not do that. Leave the frogs.
What the hell is going to happen to those fucking kids, man? That shit's crazy. Oh, no.
Yeah, licking frogs.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, so my youth. Cool.
She was awesome.
Such a funny idea.
She was great.
Yeah, what an off-the-wall character. I was not prepared for so much wholesomeness.
Yeah.
Matt just feels like he's having fun. The Shattered Teeth is just
that.
Fun.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Ybriah Woods, right? I like your Trinicatons and whatnot. But I like a good, wholesome, happy, kind character. Yeah. I like Gorm's mother. I like
Gorm's mother was great.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, that's a tangent, but with her, I said, just give me Cherry Jones as a halfling.
Oh,
that's what he did.
Amazing.
That's absolutely what he did.
I was trying to think of all the other delightful characters we've met. We've also met all these pirates who are delightful.
They are also wholesome.
There was a ghost pirate, and I can't believe anyone was spiting us on that. We're meeting these ghost pirates. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh my god.
That's Froghouse is pretty great, but I wouldn't mind going on a 2-week cruise where you gambled.
Yeah.
And listened to music and you raved on the deck of the ship and a little bit of hanky panky if you're so willing.
Shit.
Yeah.
There was some actual soap opera romance.
Can't French
on.
Kiss if there's no teeth. If there's no tongue, it's just teeth. I don't know what that is.
Just
like clicking.
How that
you just hear the sound of clicking during the slow dance.
I believe they call that the shattered teeth.
Yeah, all right.
Hey!
You almost banged the captain.
I mean...
I did, almost.
What would we classify
that wasn't what
as?
I was planning on, but...
Oh, you went to his bed.
I did. I just was... I was trying to make him leave.
By
so
going,
I was like,
going to his bed?
Well, no, where I was just like, I'm just going to take a nap here. You can go do your captain stuff, and I'm just going to sleep.
He did his
And then I was
going to,
you know, look around his cabin, but he didn't go. He didn't leave.
You thought he'd be a gentleman and just leave you there to take a nap in his bed.
In his private quarters.
Yeah.
I was trying. I was really trying to persuade and just be like, you can leave me here. I won't touch anything, I swear.
I mean, it worked out.
It worked out. It worked out.
A riveting 20 minutes of time.
Oh,
it
God.
Was.
It
was frightening.
It was?
It was scary. You could have died.
I could have died.
Gone through with it?
I ranked,
I know.
Which is worse.
I ranked
I know.
That moment up there with Scanlan, Scambo, and the Triceratops because it was both of them were two heroes going in blind, not knowing what they were doing, bouncing off the walls, trying anything, and somehow coming out the
Wait,
other side.
What is that? What happened again?
With
Scambo?
Yeah.
Well, I was just alone in a house with
full of guards.
With a whole bunch of guards, and I turned into a Triceratops. But you
right.
were alone with
That's
a ghost
right.
in his quarters. You could have...
I could have taken him. He's just a bag of bones.
He has a deadly sword that speaks.
Well,
yeah, we saw that true. Stat block. It was
oh,
not,
no,
not
yes,
that
we did. Oh, that
was
after
intense.
After we stopped shooting last
yes.
time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Matt was like, well,
so
I guess
yeah,
I'll show
Matt
this to you now.
Showed us, as a spoiler, he showed us the full exalted stat block of the sword. What's the sword's name?
Grast Char.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if... Are we supposed to be dumping that out here?
I don't care.
Oh, jeez.
Talison's the host.
Oh,
what are you
doing? Yeah, the paper,
I'll
the
allow
stat,
it.
The paper for it was like this long.
I mean, without getting into the lore of it, just like if I had that sword and I knew what it was, I would give up my quest to save the planet and I would help take it over.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Shit.
It's probably good that we don't have
It's probably
that
good that we
anymore.
Gave it to an evil ghost pirate ship. I think that that's going to work out super well.
Oh,
yes.
God. Can he use it to unleash untold... evil onto the world?
Maybe
probably.
Just on the coast.
Maybe just in the Shattered
just
Teeth.
In,
yeah,
just in
only in the water, like Aquaman.
No.
Yeah. He can find all of his things now.
And so when you guys were looking at this stat block, I actually went away to pee. I missed most of it. Is it was it something that was like bound to you? Can you give away the sword? Because Chetney gave it away pretty easily.
I can't remember that part. My eyes started to glaze over from all the shit on that piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
And we don't. Yeah, it was just, boy, the relationship would get very unhealthy.
Yeah,
very quickly.
there was like lots of damage stats, all that juicy stuff. But there was also like a page ripped out of the Encyclopedia Britannica and glued onto it because it was a lot of lore.
It was a lot of
a lot of lore.
Yeah,
and then,
it's a
but
very
like
old sword.
Oh,
in the middle of that also, like, you sacrificed some warmth for stuff.
I did.
Yeah, lost
I
a little
did.
Warmth.
I really wanted to get that sword back because I thought it was so funny. And every time Matt did the role, I was like, I want it back because it's walls? Really funny. And I really wanted fun. Travis to have another talking sword.
I kind of wanted Sam to have it. I was so curious what would happen if we could figure out a way
if we gave
it to
FCG.
Sam. Yeah, FCG with the talking sword.
That would have been something.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I would have paid money for
There's
that.
Still time.
What I also loved about that moment, forget the sword, but just what I love about Fern is like the whole time you're thinking like, is she, she's either completely naive or she's devious as fuck or is it both at the same time? Like naive of the ways of Exandria, but just a little imp, just a little.
Yeah, just a little lamb.
Just
a little bit of a man.
It's like tall, hot Puck. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not that Puck isn't hot. It's tall Punk. Puck. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tall Puck.
Tall Puck. It's great.
Yeah. There was no plan. Once he stayed in there, I was like.
That was evident.
Pure id.
Yeah. I was like, was I don't know what to do.
You, Wilbert and Sutherland.
Why
all
am
over
I
that
in
thing.
Here? I should just leave.
Rock that shit.
Oh, wait. Oh, and you don't want to reveal it, but you were given. A bane,
yes,
which was right. You lost 5 hit points permanently.
Yes, but it did come with a bone.
Also gave,
and we don't know what that
we
is.
We don't know. It's, Matt said, "See me after class," which can mean
yes,
anything.
Yes, it did come with a bone, and it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Do you
yeah.
think we'll know what it is soon?
Now, no, you said it.
Maybe it depends. It depends. It. I wonder if I should like give a little bit of a hint. I mean, it does have to do with cold.
With cold. Okay.
So.
Oh, yes, okay. There's a warmth okay. in the cold.
Well, a warmth,
cold,
and cold. Warmth. Okay. You know, you'll see. Right. So we'll see. We'll all see. Right.
Cool.
But I was glad we got to, you know.
And you helped him find true love with, what's her name?
Cirella.
Cirella.
Cirilla.
Cirilla?
Cirilia.
Cirilla.
Cirilla.
I was
okay, you did. You were, yes.
Cirilia.
Yes.
Yes. Who, I guess they fucked?
I hope they did.
I think the term is
bombed. I mean,
oh, God, you beat me to fucking to it.
They bombed. They bombed.
Wild.
Maybe she doesn't have to go up to the crow's nest all the time anymore. Maybe that's finally, you know,
yeah, she can. Yeah.
What's she going to do now that she doesn't have her spyglass, though? That's what I keep thinking.
What is that about?
Eyes.
Or, well, I guess you can't tell us yet because we don't know. But that, I want to know what that's about.
Oh, wait, do you know what the spyglass is?
I think she's referring to the fact that Orm stole it.
Yeah, I know, but is it a magical spyglass? You don't know.
I don't know.
You
just grabbed it. It's on
know.
A ghost ship. You know what I mean? Like, how much normal stuff do they have?
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk. Forget about Orm's motivations, but, like, there was a lot of talk about stealing the captain's things, and then he's going to chase them all down. So the whole time I'm like, but this isn't the captain's,
no,
right?
No, technically.
They're not going to chase us down, but who knows? Maybe we'll
it's not the captain's things.
Pirates.
I feel like we kind of made some friends. I feel like we've made friends and influenced people.
It was
I'm very excited
so
about
fun.
It.
Bell's Hells finally has fans. They just happen to be on an undead ship in the Shadow Thief.
Yeah.
Weirdly, those are the kind of friends that I'm happier to have.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Out by the trash fence.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. Deep cut there. But yeah, well, I mean, like, and then everyone decided to get a tattoo from a guy who doesn't really give tattoos because
he's dead.
Where
did everybody get their tattoos? Because I don't think we ended up talking about that.
Well, you start.
Inner thigh.
Inner thigh.
Inner thigh. That's where Fern would get a tattoo.
That could be in
like right here.
Yeah. Right in the gams. Right inside the gams.
You have to shave part of the fur off?
Oh God, that's right.
Who knows?
How does that work?
Yeah, it would hide. It would hide in the fur.
Does she have reverse pubic hair?
Wait, what reverse? Wouldn't that mean that she doesn't have any?
Yeah, that's
if that's
what I'm
reverse.
I also say a flaming bell could take an awful lot. That could mean an awful lot. I'm not the more
a
I'm
flaming
thinking
bell.
About. Like yeah, especially like yeah. That there's yeah. I would.
There's a lot of interpretation
for you,
there.
For you, maybe the flame is made of fire. Mm-hmm.
A little flaming bell.
Where did you get your tattoos?
I joked about butt cheeks, but Orm put it on shoulder blade opposite his full sleeve tattoo.
Cool.
I don't
and it looks like the AOL symbol.
Wow. Another deep cut. All right.
I don't have a lot of surface area that is, like, I don't have legs or, and my arms are sort of, I guess
you have
I have
legs?
Arms.
You also have a head.
Wooden legs.
I do have wooden legs. So maybe
etched.
On one of my shoulders or... I guess one of my shoulders.
Like on your back? Like a.
Well, then no one will see it, though. I wear a backpack all the time.
What if,
oh, yeah, that's
could
true.
Could you meld it or put it beneath the grass? Or
razor claws or whatever they are now?
Sure, sure. Although I think in my new design, those actually moved to up here.
You could actually...
This is a Everlight, not Everlight. That's a different character.
That's a different character.
Changebringer symbol.
I got a pitch.
Okay.
What if it's inside, visible at the back of your Easy Bake Oven?
Whoa.
Because it's a flaming bell.
Sure, sure. But I wonder if it's so people can see. Maybe I'll put it on like one of my forearms. Those are nice and
visible.
That's
a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll start working on sleeves.
You don't got to stop doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Mario. I'm Waluigi-o.
And you have a full back.
I got a full back. Yeah, it's more of a carving, like a, you know, stonework. It's been etched in, so it's not really a tattoo.
That's so cool.
So yeah, it's got the big primordial language thing, and it's got some filigree with it.
We gotta get like a full back tattoo mock-up now.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose I now have to do that.
You also have to get it in real life.
Full back tattoo?
To come in.
Tell us, how many tattoos do you have in real life?
I have one. Because I was going to have more, then 2020 happened, and I just haven't gotten around to like filling in the other bunch that I'm...
Right, right. Yeah. I got a little short list, but...
Yeah, I got to get in there and get back on that, though.
How many tattoos do you guys have?
I got two. I got the VM that we all got, and mm-hmm. I got a little rave, well, that's just plants.
You have two also.
I have three.
Three?
Ooh.
I do. One of them is hidden.
On your inner thigh.
I only have one. I want more. I want many.
You should get a lot more.
I know, but I promised my wife that the next one I get would be something special for our family, and I need to get, like... It's a lot of pressure.
Well, get on it.
Especially finding somebody who will tattoo your children also. I can get a little sketchy.
Done. My first tattoo, I got at 15.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
I bet it was super high quality.
It actually was pretty high quality, but it's so not something I would get now. Because it's a dumb butterfly.
I was going to say. I was sitting going, should I say, is it a butterfly? Is it a butterfly?
It's a butterfly.
Oh, fuck. Every person I know who was under 18, like, it's like, got that butterfly. And I'm like, oh, okay.
No.
It's a thing.
I'm not a butterfly girl.
No, no one really.
Well, maybe I am.
Yeah. I mean, we all are in our own way.
Danny, any ink?
No, sadly. I cannot get tattoos, unfortunately, because of my blood condition.
Oh,
I remember talking to you about that.
But I've wanted them. I probably would have been the kid who, the 15-year-old who got a butterfly as well.
You told me you wanted to get, well, maybe I shouldn't be putting private business out, the Black Widow tattoo.
One of these days I want to, at some point, figure out a way to do it. But I've always wanted to get a Black Widow tattoo on my left ring finger. Because there is a quote from the comic book, Black Widow, actually it's from Daredevil, but from her, that's, I am my own woman, first, last, and always.
Is that all on your finger?
No, it's just the hourglass.
Oh, okay, Jesus.
Love that.
Is that from the Bendis run, or?
It's from the 80s.
Oh, from the 80s,
I don't
even.
Can you get henna tattoos?
Or I was going to say, I've got a good custom temporary tattoo.
I do love it. I sometimes draw it on my finger, so yeah. Like if I
just to have it there,
really in the feels.
I'll love that.
Draw it.
Love that.
But my beloved has lots of tattoos, so she's always like, I'll get tattoos for you.
Yeah, yeah.
God. Yeah, I would be covered if I could. I think that they're just beautiful.
Yeah,
I love
same, same.
But
maybe
yeah,
I will as time goes on. But
yeah, I've got.
It's hard with work, but.
Yeah, we gotta do. I know, we gotta do a whole bunch.
You can cover it with makeup nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no problem. They got that stuff.
Anyway,
we in the Shattered Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We've landed, right? That's where we left off.
Yes, and got through a cave.
And, are we? Jesus, are we going to just be stuck here forever? How do we get... Can we teleport out of here? We don't even know, do we?
We can get out of here.
We can't. You teleport with me?
I can, except I've been using the staff for other things.
And then does it not work once...
Well, it runs out of charges.
Well, maybe don't forever? Use all the charges.
No, until like the next day.
Yeah, okay.
But I've been using it. It's a cool...
It is.
Yeah.
Magical... thing besides just the teleport.
I just assume once we've got our stuff done, we take a nap and everything.
I guess so.
Yeah,
those, the hands are killing me. the chubby fingers.
Mm. That's a lot.
Oh my god.
What are we doing? What is this show?
This is really something else.
I mean, beyond all this, and boy, I could talk about where we are and what we're doing in our tattoos for forever, and that really fun fight that was really gross and I enjoyed.
Yeah, fight. Gross science that he pulled into our...
The stuff coming out?
Disgusting.
No. I hate it.
A bunch of gnarly fights recently.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've been messed up a lot in these fights, too.
Mm-hmm.
God. You were a cleric. You were a cleric.
I was.
How do you do it?
Well...
What do you mean?
Well, so here's the thing with the clerics.
Okay.
I don't know if the people know this. They're primarily healers.
Sure.
Okay.
Laura would disagree, but carry on.
Well, okay, but round one of combat. You want to heal? No one's hurt.
No.
Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Nothing
to do. That's not what you do at round one.
So instead, I've been saying, like, maybe I'll just go in and fight a little first, and then I'll heal people on, like, round two or round three.
That's your first mistake.
But I go in, and then I get fucking destroyed, and then round two, I spend saving my own life, or running away, or being revived, and then by round three, the fight's over. How do you do it?
You gotta kind of treat yourself like a wizard, and it's you spend that round one getting yourself situated. Like, round one is just not about having anything getting done.
Yeah, you set yourself up with something.
Yeah, you sit down, you figure out where you want to be, where you're close enough to everybody, where you can kind of be there on the battlefield in an appropriate space. If you have some defenses to put up for yourself, you get yourself a little area of protection.
Seems so selfish. I'm a giving lover. I like to give.
I feel like... I would always love when I would get low initiative but obviously you can't be in charge.
I only got low initiative.
So it worked.
Yeah.
I think what Taliesin is suggesting, though, is that you use that first round to put yourself in the middle of the orgy so that you can be at a giving level.
That's what I've been doing, but then I keep getting knocked down.
Then you keep getting knocked down.
Well, maybe you're just bad at tabletop.
No, you gotta figure out a way of just making yourself an uninteresting target. And because things will start to go wrong, and then you're there to just kind of nope everything out of the way.
I mean, that's my problem.
Yeah,
Cleric's hard.
Yeah,
it is. And well, you hit something. You were a good hitter. You had your mace.
Yeah, I had some. I did some damage.
Well, you were not. Were you a cleric? Or were you?
Yeah, she was
cleric.
Super cleric.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was a monster too, but
it was a war cleric. Mechanically, if I recall.
I think. That yes. sounds about right.
Yeah, it was a special kind of cleric. You had a big mace.
I had a big mace. Things.
I will second, I hate, I've created a character who is super fast with initiative. Like, I'm almost always first,
it's
and I
so
hate it.
I hate
it. Because what
first.
The hell do you do? Especially when you're not a caster. I got to run out. I'm going, what are we doing? Do we want to hurt these
it?
People?
What are we doing? Yeah.
So I run out there, and sometimes I'm all by myself. Yeah. And I'm little. But as Caleb... as Caleb, I would just sit back and watch everyone go out and figure out if I was going to throw fire or do buffing or something.
Yeah, a little bit of buffing. Everyone loves a little bit of buffing.
I try to do some buffing, but...
I feel like you're doing so good as a cleric.
Oh, you're the only one.
Yeah. No, wait, do people not think you're doing...
Nobody thinks I'm doing well as a cleric.
Cool, they've all told you.
What are your go-to spells? Do you use like Bane or
Never used Bane.
You ever fuck with
part
that?
Part of my issue also, my cleric issue is I'm trying not to do anything that any other cleric in our show
well,
has ever done.
Oh,
so like
a little
I
bit
never
of problem.
Take
guiding bolt.
I didn't take that.
It's kind of the tried and true for the to do damage.
It is. You are basically making a. I mean,
you're making this harder.
I was actually wondering that because you never use it. You never use it, and I was like,
I tried not
doing
to
that
take
on purpose.
Spells that were known by our other clerics, even spiritual weapon, which was very much a jester thing. I use sometimes, but I try to use it in different ways, or I try to use it sparingly because it's such a jester thing. And guiding bolt up the butt is such an Ashley Johnson thing. I don't want to.
But
I don't want to take
this guiding bolt all the time.
Three clerics, so a lot of the tricks have been brought out.
I love that they're cursed.
So
put that life field shit away.
Hey,
it's trying to bother me.
Just lean that way. So I understand you not wanting to do like a one for one with either any of the past clerics, but I mean, some of them are useful for a reason. So you could try.
And also, what's
one
in character
in
for you? It's not what other people have done. Like. Forget Bane, but like Bless is a good one for you.
I've never used Bless.
Bless is so you.
Wait, what's a blessing?
It just makes people, it makes everyone around you better.
Yeah, it makes everybody better.
You're just making everybody better. Something like that
you
get?
Yeah, on like everything.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Because that's something you can do right at the beginning when you don't know what else to do.
So simple.
Maybe this should be the
And you literally are just, it's just you going.
How everyone
is. You're just like, bless. Yeah, it's just.
Telling each other how we should play our characters.
It's just happy day.
You need. I need a lot of help.
You just need larger dice and standard shapes.
Only because you asked.
They're all weird shaped, and I can't even read them, and I can't add them together because I don't even know what they say.
My favorite is when you do a lot of math, and you're like, it's 21. Wait!
Well, because I...
It's 21.
Because I don't trust myself. Like, I'll do it quick, and then I won't do it quick. But I'll add it, and then I'm like, okay.
I'm doing long, adding on my paper with, like,
I've seen you do that, and I'm like, oh, that would be helpful. I also bought a calculator, but I keep forgetting.
We know that reverse math is hard.
I've never been great at math, and it kills me, because I've always been, like, wanting to do stuff and going to school for something in science, I couldn't, because my math is shit.
I heard reverse nap, and I'm not good at that either.
Reverse nap?
I would love to, like, figure out how to nap, backwards even.
Wasn't reverse nap being awake?
Yeah, I'm really not good at that.
That's his worst skill.
Don't do well. Other than that, Keyleth apparently is all about going to the moon. I'm just moving on a bit because we can.
Yeah, that's great.
Sure.
Bloody Bridge.
You mean Timothy Chalamet?
Timothy Chalamet. That's right.
I want to go to the moon.
I do too.
That's all I want.
We just go to the moon.
I mean,
because we got to get our shit together.
You know it's coming, but it's not time yet.
No, we're not ready for the moon.
Almost.
I'm ready. Not time yet. Why can't we just go?
I gotta go do a scouting mission.
I mean, Orym every episode is like, let's go to the elevator. Come on.
I know.
But there's things to do.
You can't get in the Wonka Vader until you've actually gotten the golden ticket all the way through.
Danny, you just said something about a scouting mission.
Yeah,
that's going to the moon.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying is that you all need to do your scouting mission.
Yeah, Timothy suggested that we go have a peeky poo.
Yeah,
just a peeky poo, and then we would come back.
Yeah, peeky poo, come back, tell everybody what we saw.
How do we know if we can get back?
I mean, I hope we have a peeky poo and get hoovered up the tunnel, and then we're on the moon. It's a win-win situation.
Wouldn't they know that we were there? Like, how are we going
to
do this?
It's a moon. There's a lot of places to hide.
I know.
Is there an up or down?
How do elevators work?
Maybe we won't come back. It's a one-way ticket. Maybe it's so plush, we want to stay.
A very plush.
I mean, it looks, from what Imogen saw, it looks beautiful. She was talking about it's like its own ecosystem. And
just vibing.
And
we should leave them alone.
Masks and goggles, and we need to make sure, because there's dust, and we need to make sure that we're properly prepared. And
oh, man.
You just went through this on the playa.
Well, actually, technically the opposite, but yes.
Are we going to go full Total Recall?
Yes, I hope so.
Get your ass to Mars.
When you hear the crunch, you're there.
It's all I've ever wanted. Ever since I learned that there was a tiny red moon that acted weird, I'm like, we gotta go there.
Of course.
Yes.
I want a little Art Deco spaceship. I'll take the elevator, but man, I want a little rocket so bad.
God.
Yeah, maybe we could think of other ways of getting there.
Like the opening of the Flash Gordon film. I just want to just do the whole...
Do you think with all the brilliant minds of the Age of Arcanum, that any wizard that we never heard about that's not even in the public record came up with like a bubble ship, a rocket ship, and they've been up there already?
A bubble ship like in the movie The Explorer starring Alison Jaffe?
That's correct.
Co-starring, for fuck's sake.
Starring in it.
I was in for like 4 seconds of that fucking film.
You were
I got cut out. I got cut out.
You did not. You were awesome.
Mostly got cut out. But
you just need to enchant some stuff to get like Odaluk's resilient sphere. Yeah. And fly.
Let's get Essex, Keyleth, and Percy in a room. They can figure something out. They can get to space.
Yeah.
That's everybody you need.
Yeah.
You know.
We can do it. We can figure it out.
We've got all sorts of people who could figure this shit out.
Oh, this hat hurts so much.
Is it too tight?
Yes. It's too tight.
That's too tight.
There you go. Authentic.
Why don't you just like wear it a little higher?
Because I'm a thirst trap. This is how thirst traps wear.
Since you can't wear your hat anymore, and it's actually like now weirdly it's distracting me. I think it might be time for a Tower of Inquiry.
Oh. Is that for me, Atalison, or just anyone?
I think it's for a pull, and I think you're the one to pull it.
Do it.
You're thirsting and trapping.
Oh, look at those mushrooms.
This is a very spooky process that begins with us drawing a block from the tower, reading the number on it that's been artfully carved into it, and Dr. Danny Carr reads us the corresponding question. You have a professorate, so you're a PhD, witch, Danny Carr.
PHW?
Yeah.
Food. I already did it.
If anyone causes the tower to fall, there will be dire consequences.
That is very close
Sam.
To
Sam.
I already pulled. I got number 44.
Ooh.
You're the one who...
Yes! It's Halloween, so you know that that's going to be some fucked up shit in that box.
Yes! Go to the consequences box. Oh,
consequences!
Go to your corner.
Ooh. You have to read it silently.
There shall be consequences.
Maybe Danny Carr will read some teenage self-insert fanfic or out loud or something. I don't know. There'll have to be a funny accent.
Something's... Silently.
I can read
what
lips.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
It's for block C.
It's for later in the episode.
Later. It's for later.
Okay. I have a thing that I have to do later.
Later.
Okay.
That's a very satisfying consequence for the audience, I'm sure.
You look like a total fucking serial killer. That
lighting. With the red light.
I'll also say the fact that the pumpkin man is blinking has just finally
I
me.
Love
Can we
him.
Appreciate the pumpkin man?
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
This whole everything thing is
here.
So good. I love him, and I want him in my yard
that
all the time.
Never let that leave.
Aw, like you giving him scritches.
What was that rented, or do we own it?
I probably do not own it, and it
Knox
probably
made it.
Was,
Knox made it.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably one of our
look at this job
Knox,
that Knox
our,
did.
Our,
so
our
good.
Very special. So good. I will make things creepy.
Why don't after Knox. Tonight? Why don't we just move that to Marisha's office door?
Just nice. Put it in there and close
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So not okay. to bring us back to this,
yes,
but there was a question.
Yes. Oh? Number 44 from awkward_ramble. If your character was banished to a different universe, what world-setting genre other than high fantasy do you think they'd prefer versus what they'd thrive in? Example, Jester might prefer a Regency romance, but she'd thrive in a murder mystery.
What's a Regency romance?
Oh, Regency romance is like...
It's the Darcy shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pride and Prejudice.
And zombies.
No.
I know, I'm sorry.
So this is actually
Sheesh.
Eight questions.
Like genre.
What question? What
and are we talking about
your
thirst trap?
Thrive in versus.
Not fantasy, so not fantasy.
Somewhere else.
Where would they live their best life?
I mean, FCG would probably prefer the world of like iRobot or something, just to be surrounded
like a sci-fi
by
situation?
Sci-fi situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But thrive in, I think they would thrive in like genre, like a caveman type of sort of primal medieval, like a medieval sort of thing.
Ooh.
Because he's got all these gadgets. So he
like
can
a
be
historical
like a god.
Drama?
Yeah, like a historical
like
drama.
Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court
yes.
kind of vibe.
I'd love,
yeah, okay, that works for me.
Gosh.
I mean, mine's easy. Like any good, like really like filthy cyberpunk story, like any
yes.
of the stuff that's really grungy. Max Headroom television series sort of thing. Just lots of trash. Be into that. It's easy stuff.
I'm gonna do a little bit of a curveball here.
Mm.
I feel like Fern would have a good time in like a Christopher Guest.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Sort
like a
of
show.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah. Improvised.
I keep
comedy.
Touching my nose.
I know, it's
and
really
I keep rubbing it off. Is it very smudged?
Yeah,
it's pretty smudged. Yeah, it's got
okay.
black stuff all over it. We have nothing to
I'm
help
gonna
with
go with that.
Okay.
I could see Orym having a good time visiting the world of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and sort of like extending out his knowledge of sword fighting.
Kung Fu movies?
Yeah. And just like leaping through trees.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
I can't
believe
it's so beautiful. Such a great story for its central character.
Yes.
And yeah. Michelle Yeoh.
Ugh.
Michelle Yeoh in that movie. Come on, what
she's
is better?
She's so good yeah. in that movie.
Yeah.
She's so good at everything.
So much grace.
God.
Well, I suppose... thank you, Awkward Ramble, for allowing us to have an awkward ramble.
Does that mean, because it knocked down, is that the last one of the night?
That's the only question we can do.
You could pull from the chaos.
I mean, I don't know if this has ever even happened before.
From
straight
on a single pull.
From the first pull and it's gone?
The pile of quah. Yeah.
Yes. We want a couple more quahs.
I had a feeling that was going to take a dive.
I'm not okay. One or two more from the ship pile?
Yeah, no. Let's just pull more from the fucking ship pile.
Okay.
Yeah, pull from the rubble.
I'm going to let you...
You're going to let me go?
Yes, please don't make me get up because I don't know if all this shit is going to...
Yeah, no, I'm hold. I'm going to give you a reprieve. Oh, wow, yeah.
Showing my bits and pieces here.
Aren't you wearing pants?
I'm wearing pants, but you never know.
No, there's a lot happening. Oh, there's giant bags of candy down here that they did not mention.
Oh, I saw it.
Let's see what's in here.
I was hoping y'all wouldn't notice, and then I would just take all of your candy.
This is not good candy. It's real bad. I found a Kit Kat, though.
Everything I'm going to wait for until later.
One. That 42. And
42. What a great number.
42.
Yep, there's peanut butter cups.
No, wait. Those are just the best candy.
Oh, I see.
Lurker in the Thread.
Ooh.
If your character had a heraldic crest or coat of arms, what would it consist of?
Oh, my goodness.
Coat of arms.
Mm. Mine's very simple. It would be the two moons plus a sword down the middle with vine and flower wrapping around.
Ew. Easy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Would they change the flavor of Kit Kat?
Or is that just melty?
No, it tastes weird. Sorry.
I mean, food today.
We did buy that for the Halloween show 8 years
ago.
It's like your barroom blitz.
It's candy. A very nice vintage. I will not hear it.
I feel like Fern's coat of arms would be just stolen from other people's coats of arms.
It would just be the queen's.
Yes. Yeah. Many different coat of arms cobbled together.
God, I'm trying to think what I would even do. I mean, the hammer is fun. I would love the idea of just a shattered, a fully shattered coat of arms sounds a lot of fun. I love that natural crackle so much. With maybe the faux Dunamancy symbol kind of sitting in the front of it.
Maybe mine would be like, I don't know, like a heart and a coin and feet.
And a buzzsaw, yeah.
Not the tongue?
The tongue.
The flesh tongue?
The tongue's real.
Yeah.
The tongue I get to keep with me always.
You know, I bet growing up with Nanamori, that Fern just has a literal coat of arms.
Probably. No. Yeah, probably Fern's coat of arms would just be arms.
How did it take that long to get to that joke? We really...
Did you find the good stuff?
I found Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh boy,
that's the shit right there.
Happy Halloween, everybody. One more question, or what are we doing?
Let's,
we can come back to it.
I think we'll come back. Let's come back to it. Let's come back to it.
Yeah,
we'll do a little more later. Awkward Ramble again, and thank you, Lurker in the Thread. And if you have a surprisingly goopy evergreen question, for our Tower of Inquiry, or pile of qua, you can enter it at criticalroll.com/Tower! Exclamation point. Critroll.com/tower.
No exclamation.
Why do they put it there just to throw people?
I think make you sound excited.
Oh.
Do you know what punctuation does?
But they put a dot. There's too much punctuation in the world these days. And another thing. I know. Here we are. I suppose it's time to slide into the deep dive.
Oh, okay.
We're doing the deep dive.
I hope our audience is also wearing costumes tonight.
I hope so, too. You should be.
We could put the word out.
Yeah.
These.
Professor Carr, are you grabbing our four tankards with the questions that you've lovingly crafted?
The set is attacking me, so yes.
Conversation.
Yes, I am.
It's got a lot of attacking
bits. Oh, thank you.
I want to itch my nose so bad.
Just go for it. YOLO.
YOLO.
You can even just, and you know.
Beauty.
We're going to take turns pulling questions from our tankards, and since I'm the tavern keeper, I decide who goes first, and that person will be Liam, because he tried to wind his way out of doing the tower.
I'm trying to get
And also because this is hilarious.
I got one.
Hey.
There it is. All right, here we go. I can't manipulate my fingers and I can't see. Aurum was instrumental in saving Caelid from the same toxin that killed Will and Derig 6 years ago.
Derig.
Derig.
How does he feel about that parallel?
How do you feel?
Well, not great. There's a lot of weight on everyone in the Bell's Hells right
it's
now.
It's heavy.
And, I mean, mixed emotions because, you know, part of him, he's relieved and so grateful that he could save his leader and repay so many favors to her that she's given all the Ashari. He also wonders, like, gods, why couldn't, you know, my husband and my father still be here? And, like, couldn't we save them? But this woman has lost so much herself. You know, it's just there's a lot of loss going around for everybody in the Bell's Hells. And it's just sort of par for the course where everybody's at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Every answer you give tonight sounds like a high school theater monologue.
I just don't know, man. I can't take it anymore.
You need a folding chair.
I can't take this town anymore.
Folding chair and a fake steering wheel.
You say that, but I am hearing every fucking person I really knew in New Jersey who talked the way I am talking right now.
Oh.
No, a lot of them were assholes.
And the outfit really sells it, I think. It really brings it all together.
Garden State.
It's just New Jersey. We have good tomatoes.
It's a beautiful state.
It is a beautiful state.
It is.
State.
Everyone's just familiar with the crusty booger up at the top near New York City, but it's farmland, beaches.
Yeah. Get deep into the nasal cavity, everything is.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about New Jersey?
Yeah, I was going with the booger metaphors.
All right.
Too far in.
Who's next? This guy?
I think we're going around.
Sam, how did FCG feel talking with Jirana about his own need for therapy and to let people help him in order to help others? Well, FCG, I think, has realized over the last few months of traveling with the Bell's Hells that FCG is not the greatest therapist. Doesn't really know enough about the human condition to really provide any insight into
what
any
he
of
wants.
That. Wants to, but wanting to do something and being skilled enough to do it are two different things. Like me doing accents. I'd love to. I just can't.
I mean, you do them all the time.
I do them.
Yeah.
Do them.
Boo-boo. But it was a really, it was an eye-opening experience talking to her about sort of his path forward and what he wants to do. It's tough because he's looking in all these different places for meaning. He's looking for meaning in helping others. He's looking for meaning in the gods above. He's looking for meaning in a sense of purpose. You know, what's their mission? What's their duty to this world? He's looking for meaning in his friends. It's as if all of those answers are unsatisfying and he still hasn't figured it out yet. And I don't know that I, Sam Riegel, have figured it out yet.
I love FCG so much. I love FCG so fucking much.
I feel like in the beginning with Letters that when he was helping people, it's grown more nuanced with time, even though he's doubting himself. And that, like, when you were helping people, it felt like you were really trying to fix them. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're learning that you can't always fix people. You can just support them and be there for them.
Hmm. If you try to change people, it's time to change people. I don't know. Maybe that one doesn't work.
maybe you start with changing yourself and then work out from there and
I think that's what it
slow
is.
Circles. But I love that whole scene. That made me really happy.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Matt is a good therapist.
I just want to say, side note, if I set on fire, it's because my sound pack is like 9,000 degrees pressed into my spine.
Yeah,
a couple of my spinal chunks might fuse together by the end of the show. That's why I'm not turning around completely to see people.
I just assumed you were doing like the Keaton Batman thing. Yeah.
So if you start yelling, you're not doing a monologue from Glengarry Glen Ross. You're actually on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we
always
go.
Always be closing.
Ashton had hopes for a mutiny aboard the ghost ship.
Mutiny!
What were their plans or goals, and are they happy with the mutiny when the mutiny turned into a dance party of love? So Ashton has kind of subconsciously gotten a hold of the notion that all authority is bad and is really just upset by all of it at the moment. And also kind of wanted a ghost ship a little bit for their own. But the chaos that got spread was perfectly acceptable. Walking away from it was like, not to go too far into a weird context. It was very Captain EO. Mm. We went out and like literally was just like everyone was suddenly happy and dancing and boning.
Does Ashton like fun?
Yes. Ashton absolutely likes fun, except it's just the fun that Ashton likes is not necessarily fun for everybody else. And yes, Ashton definitely likes fun. There just hasn't been a lot lately.
We need to ask Ashton what kind of fun they would like to have.
Yeah, well, I mean, once they've got a little bit of a couple questions answered, that is definitely... drinking with friends is great fun.
Yes.
Drinking, yeah, you do a lot of drinking, but I always felt that's to numb the pain.
No, you did
fun.
Multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose.
Did they enjoy the beer garden back in Zephyra?
They did.
Yeah.
Zephyra.
they very much did. And they enjoy a good dance party. They enjoyed the museum. Like, was a lot of fun. They enjoyed, especially... They enjoy fights with shitty people, but they also enjoy fighting when, you know, with friends, if it's everything is, like, on the level and copacetic.
Getting up to no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, especially for people who kind of have it coming, at least in their head, is kind of nice. And, yeah, and just, yeah, taking care of people is really nice and fun.
Are they a good dancer?
Well, depends on who you ask.
Them.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
They think.
But is it like mosh pit dancing, or are they actually like decent?
It's mosh pit dancing.
Oh, okay.
But like it's dancing to a big beat. It's the jumping up and down, you know.
Do we got to find a rager for you?
I would love a rager.
Yeah.
I'd kill for a rager. Right. That'd be great.
You have killed for a rager.
I'd kill again for a rager. Dare them to catch me. I will. That base is going to drop on somebody, and they're not getting back up.
Drop the base as a threat?
Always.
For a second, I thought you said ranger, but you've also...
I also would drop a ranger. But
yes.
Yeah, no, they like fun. It's just, it hasn't been a lot going on lately. It's been a lot of...
There hasn't been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of...
Which is why
I mean, the ghost ship was fun.
The ghost ship was so nice.
They were so charming.
And we were so into it.
They were so jolly. Yeah. I really could... I want to be on that boat with those dead folk.
We didn't ruin that for Matt, did we? He didn't have like a super creepy thing planned, and we made it a fun pleasure cruise.
Probably.
Like, I've known that boy a long time.
What are you talking about?
He was giggling. I'm sure he went home giggling his ass off.
Yeah, you're talking about the person who role played as Grass.
Okay. He loved.
True.
He seemed like he was having the time of his life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I loved him romancing himself.
Oh my god, that was the best.
Another
watching Matt that was romance the best. Himself is. The best. Yeah. Yeah.
Only because half of them's hidden behind the tape.
Oh. Yeah.
Closest Fern answered one of these?
Yes, yeah.
Fern is the member of Bell's Hells that is the most optimistic about everyone surviving this adventure. Mm-hmm. Why does Fern maintain this positive attitude? How does she feel as a fae that is best friends with mortals? Yes, this is... I think she just doesn't know how to deal with it. Because like this is the being in this mortal world, it's hard because you lose things that you love. So I think she thinks if she just pretends that's not a possibility, that everything will be okay, because she doesn't want to deal with it and doesn't want to deal with her problems. So she
what problems?
I don't know. She's... No, I think it stresses her out. She loves everybody. She loves everybody so much, and thinking about possibly, I think, having had those moments where Orym was gone and Laudna. I think after that, it was like, oh, well, that can't happen again because that's a terrible feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one thing that probably stresses Fern out.
It's a little bit like the Cheshire Cat leaving Wonderland to come to Earth and seeing like how painful it can be.
Yeah.
That doesn't compute with everything I know.
No.
Normally I just roll around and disappear in a smile.
Yeah. What's this feeling in my chest? Mm. Sorry, Chris.
Kookier comedy version of Wings of Desire. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Yeah, too weird of a throw. But yeah.
Yeah. Did you make a cigarette with your... I'm going to make one with mine, too.
You're gonna make, are you going to make question cigarettes?
Frenchman now?
Hey, French Wario.
French Wario.
What is the meaning of this question?
What's the difference between Wario and Waluigi?
One of them is a parody of Mario, and one of them is a parody of Luigi.
But why wouldn't it be Wario and Luigi?
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 I guess that doesn't
Wait,
make
Luigi
sense.
Always
You just said
Luigi?
It out loud, I think. I feel like you answered Luigi. Your own question right there.
Wait.
I think it's that because it's dopier. It's sillier.
Waluigi.
Yeah.
Waluigi?
Yep.
Waluigi.
Luigi.
And Wario?
All right, we're going again.
I want to see your hand get
Well, I pre-shoved my giant mitts in there to get Okay.
Robbing me of my fun.
Tell us what it was like for Orym to visit Zephra and for you to finally meet the family members that you dreamed up, like the triplets and Orym's mothers. Well, I touched on this a little bit. I love that with all these campaigns to make like to dream up Astrid and Eowulf, to dream up all this whole family, and I've been dreaming about this family since a little bit before the Vex and Percy wedding one shot, and like I was mapping this all out into Derek was sort of like the land, he was teeing up Orym.
Oh wow.
And I don't know if you remember him talking about the triplets when they were little. Derek wasn't sleeping a lot because all his kids were a lot younger. As you know, as a father, you don't sleep much.
Yes.
With kids. So, you know, you don't want to give Matt too much detail so that you can be surprised.
Yeah, because he'll fuck it up.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
So bad.
But I also, you know, with Caleb, his past is not that sunny. The twins lost their mother, and the father was a fucking schmuck. So I really enjoyed creating, like, even though Orym suffered loss, he had the most loving family. And I thought about Caduceus and his family a lot, too, when I was dreaming all them people.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a departure for me, too, of, like, maybe I'm just gonna not have any of those problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice.
Great.
Kind of nice.
I wonder if we're gonna run into Caduceus.
I'd love that.
Me too. I feel like Fern would love Caduceus.
Oh my god, they get along so well.
Yeah, they would. Oh boy, they would.
I think she'd be like, oh, I'm just going to stay here. This is
Oh, that's
where
great.
I'm supposed
to I don't think we need the rest of the show. I think we should
right there.
Just start improvising now.
Got a room upstairs.
You're fabulous. My god.
I mean, you're no slouch either. Although a little short, but that's okay.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. You guys are even dressed right.
What pals they would be!
I can cosplay. I can roleplay Caduceus till my fucking heart is dead. It's just the easiest.
Are they the same height too?
Caduceus is probably a little taller.
Maybe
Caduceus is like 7 foot.
Right? Oh yeah, okay, yeah, he's taller than Fern.
Fern's a little over 6 foot.
I think at 6 feet with the horns.
Orym just thinks everybody's 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Clay. Yeah. Yeah, no, Clay would totally be in that, like, just never leave. Just never
Yeah,
leave.
Just stay.
You're the best.
Just stay.
Oh.
We'll see.
Okay, I'm drawing.
Speed round's going great.
Oh, this is a speed round?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
What is the deal with Marisha's flat white coffee joke?
Oh, my God.
People need answers.
I mean, like, it's boy, that's the most wonderfully inside weird joke.
As she explained, the surface level explanation is that she sent a message in our company's Slack with her coffee order, which was a plain flat white
usually
with
what
vanilla,
she orders,
and that was her coffee
which
order.
Which we do yes. every
which
every
is a very normal, here. Not weird coffee order, and I have the backstory for the structure of the joke, if I can get. Meta here. I've had I had an improv teacher named Billy Merritt, a truly gifted improviser and comedian, and he taught me the rule of 37s, which is, most time when you hear about the rule, the comedy rule, is the rule of threes. Say something again the third time, very funny punchline. But he taught me the rule of 37s, which is, yes, something is funny after three mentions, and then it is not funny on mention 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, or 36.
But
37. It's very funny. And so if I keep saying this flat white coffee thing, eventually it will be funny.
You were already, like, it had already briefly been a thing for, like, 10 seconds. There was a little joke. You
know. Wasn't there, like, a stand-up of, I think it was Gilbert Gottfried, who came out, and everybody was clapping, and he was like, thank you so much, thank you so much.
And he just kept going.
Thank you so much. And he kept doing that. That was the entire show.
Thank you so much.
And I could see how that would just become funnier and funnier if you were still doing the bit.
Yeah.
So good.
That's a very good bit.
So good.
Oh, man.
So stay tuned. I'll let you know when it becomes funny.
Oh, we won't know, will we? God damn it. Ashton is a titan of blood and has some sort of connection to the elemental titans due to the actions of the Hishari. What does he think of this, and how does he feel about the Hishari now? Well, there has probably been a little bit of overcommitment into this now.
Overcommitment?
That was a big Nature Abhors a Vacuum, and a whole bunch of their past, and a whole bunch of who he was at the beginning of his life is just a giant question mark. It is just nothing that will ever get filled. And so it didn't really, the very concept of who they are and what they think about the world was kind of rebooted and reforged at the age of 7, 8, 9, wherever that was, in a completely different place with a completely different group of people being raised by a state institution. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of all they've got, and that's the beginning of a personality, more or less. And so having the sudden opportunity to get those previous years filled, and even further back into some sort of generational knowledge, is kind of intoxicating at the moment. And there's not a lot of judgment happening about whether or not that's a good thing or not and what it actually means. But Ashton's real into it right now, and is definitely leaning hard into it.
That's great. That's great.
We hope. We really, really hope it's great. Because that could be great. That could be a problem. We will see. But yeah, it is definitely this missing thing that has been denied for their whole life that is suddenly available and feels real and concrete in a way that nothing ever has before.
What a crazy moment for it to happen. Right before you get laser rocketed to the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not gonna go into that. But I mean, yeah, it's kind of specific.
Specific.
Speaking of mystery,
I know I don't want to give anything away.
I don't
but like,
understand yet.
Yeah, it's I'm trying not to give anything away, but like it is definitely, you know. Starting to learn just how badly life fucked you is really an interesting moment, especially when you're about to go meet the people upstairs and just see just how badly they fucked you.
Do you mean HR?
Yeah. I'd like to register a complaint. that's very, he's very specifically leaning into it. It's even with not enough knowledge. Leaning into it probably before it should. Hmm. We'll see. That's fine. I think you're the last.
Yeah,
the...
bow tie crew. Go.
What?
Bow tie crew.
Bow tie? Oh, yeah, we're bow tie. Okay.
I never get to wear this as a matching cummerbund.
Tell us everything about Fern's flirtation with the champion of Asmodeus.
Oh, yes.
And Klosk. I mean, goodness, he was just so hot. Like, what was I supposed to do? I don't really think there's much more than that.
Does Fern flirt to flirt or to consummate? Like, does she want things to actually happen with these people? Or is she just flirting because she flirts?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know. That's just like what's coming out as Fern. And so I'm like, well, whatever. I'll just go with it. I think she's very flirty by nature. Just for fun, because it's fun. But...
Like, is she flirty or is she horny?
I mean, maybe both.
Why categorize?
Why categorize? It depends. Like, if it's somewhat, you know, if...
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens.
Okay. Have the flirt up here, and then the horny is just like a little beep that pops up.
Yeah. It's just it's a little flirt, and then if someone is like... goes a little further with the flirt, then it's like, oh, okay. Well, we can make this happen.
There's a vibe.
Yeah, but I kind of think she does flirt a little bit just for fun. Yeah, I think it's just a funsies, and sometimes I think it would be very different with somebody that she cares about more on a deeper level. But I don't know if she's ever really experienced like full love for somebody before. Like,
she hasn't had a significant other?
I mean...
A serious boyfriend, girlfriend, other?
Has that vulnerability ever actually happened? Like, I know that's a question you might not be able or want to answer, but like, that's a lot of self knowledge.
Yeah,
there.
I don't think I can get into it yet.
Oh,
but so that means there is an answer.
Yes.
Ooh,
so many micro expressions.
Juice.
Yes, there is. So maybe we'll get into it. But yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
so see. we got Devil Guy.
Mm-hmm.
We got Bone Man.
Mm-hmm.
Gnome Man.
Mm-hmm.
God Lady.
Mm-hmm.
God Lady.
Deanna.
Abria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Abria is too powerful.
Mm.
I couldn't do anything about it.
You know, this is getting a little steamy. I think I'm gonna cool things off with a pull from
Tower
the,
of Inquiry.
From the,
Let's do it.
The pile of disaster over there.
Yes.
Let's see what we got.
Self-pull.
Self-pull.
Self-pull. Talison makes a lot of noise when he moves in this outfit.
I know, it's all...
Why would you end that conversation, Talison? How could you?
You can't hear it in the club, though, but...
All right. This is just very...
very tiny Jenga.
A bad Star Trek.
So...
yeah.
A lot of... Well, I'll explain. Eight. Eight is the number. I'm going to put this... Wherever I put this, I'm going to put this over here. Aha.
Okay. From Arnie Erickson.
Hi, Annie.
Have you ever gone home from a session thinking, what the fuck do we do now? Is it a barrage of internal questions of what happens now? What do we do? I need to talk to somebody. Or do you wait until the next session to figure it out?
Oh, it's different every time.
Yeah.
Definitely moments of what the fuck just happened? What are we going to say? What am I going to say next week with the pickle that we just created?
Gosh, I hope I remember what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Last game, I was definitely was trying to remember. I had so many plans and I forgot all of them.
If we know that we're getting ready for an important battle or encounter, combat encounter, we frequently will set up a text chain without Matt in it to plan our attack and then totally
ignore it.
Like, we'll have all these great ideas and plans. First you do this, and then I'll do this, and we'll do a combo move, and it'll be awesome. And then someone else will be like, or I fly up here and do this, and then you guys can do that. And everyone's like, that's good too. And we don't decide. We just lay out five different plans and do none of them.
No plan survives contact with the enemy.
Yeah.
I do love what you do, though, I genuinely mean this. This is not me being sarcastic. Is about 24 hours before it's time to play, you always text. I'm sure I could find all of them in the text thread. So do we have a plan? What exactly it is are we doing here?
We need to work something out.
Pages.
It doesn't work.
We don't really have a plan, do we? I was like, there's pages of, oh no.
I still will laugh.
I love it.
Every game since you've done this, I have a moment where I'll get the giggles. About when you leaned over to Liam and I thought you were going to tell him something like really serious, and then you were like, do you have a plan? The way you said it was so funny, and I could not stop laughing, and I still will think about that every game since and just start getting the giggles. So do you have a plan?
Plan.
You were so serious about it.
I assume the answer was no.
No.
We are experts at this. You gotta keep an open mind.
You do.
You do.
I mean, last game was a perfect example of you dodging and weaving, and like, it was amazing to watch.
God.
That was, yeah, just.
What happened?
Everything kept flowing by you, and you would grab it, and yeah, it was just, nothing touched you.
Yeah. We got pretty low in HP, though.
Oh, I mean, in that.
Very low. We had a rough, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was.
It was rough.
Harder than I thought it was going to be.
The worm fight.
Ugh,
once it was like, oh, that's right, we got to. I had an interesting thing because I rolled exactly what I didn't want for my. I got the space build, which I was like, well, this is great when you're fighting a bunch of people, but like, this is not great for a big bad.
So you roll, and it's going to be one of the things. One you don't know which one.
A D6 or D4?
D4.
Okay, and it's space. Time,
gravity, and reality.
Reality.
Or we call it probability. Space, time, reality, probability.
What's probability? Have we seen that?
Yeah, it's come up. It's the rainbow. It's the rainbow of, and that just means that things go well around me a lot. Just everything's a little, it's basically, not to get into the technical, it's a roving bless spell.
Cool.
For anyone within a range of me.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's but this was like, space is really great for a lot of, like, a big sea of creatures, but one big one, it doesn't really.
Just the portal going.
That's so cool.
It, but that
we've used that a couple times.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Well, and then, but like, once I was like, oh, if we get near it and we hit and we're going to get ass, okay, I'm just going to keep my distance and fuck with it.
So cool.
Do we want to do one more or do we want to?
One more.
Let's pull one more.
You want me to do it? Well, I already pulled one. You want to pull?
I think we've all pulled.
Yeah, you're closest. Pulled. You're closest to the thing.
Who, me, Sam Riegel?
Yeah, you, Sam Riegel.
Okay, here I go.
Since you
pull one from the chaos.
From on top of the pile shut. Of skulls.
I'm gonna do this one.
My spine.
I'm not gonna say a
is
word.
Molten.
One. Number one.
Woo!
I love that you pulled
We're
this one.
Number one
from Eleos Lophonos. Ooh. How do you choose an accent for a character?
Great question.
That is a good question.
It's got to be something you can keep up for several years.
That's yes. Correct.
Like a little British lady, right?
Like a little British lady. Sure. The only accents that I can do that I haven't already done, well, I did me as Scanlan. Mm-hmm. I did me, but slightly hoitier as Tarion. I did Miss Piggy. For not the brave.
Love her so much.
And then this weird country thing. I only have one other accent that I have that I can do in life, and that is like a surfer dude. So that's next campaign.
a lot of factors go into what it's going to be. I mean, the first ones were just what they were. It was just us going, I don't know, let's go. But then after that, I chose Zemnian for him once Matt started telling us a little bit about Wildemount and telling us like the influences on it. And, mm-hmm. and I was like, I could do a German accent as inspiration for Zemnian? Sold. And I hadn't been thinking about that at all. And as soon as he said that, it was in. But then we also know, again, that we're going to be doing these for years. And we talk to each other about who's doing what a little bit. So mm-hmm. there's not a lot, you know, not overlap. And you want to do something different than what you've done before, so.
I thought it would be a great way to kind of learn an accent that you don't know how to do very well. It's not at all. That was a mistake. So, my boy, And then, so my next...
You're like, I'm going to ace this by the time we end this campaign.
I'll have it picked up. And maybe it was not...
And then you get afraid to talk because you're like, it's going to sound like shit.
I just gave up. Yeah. I was like, fuck it. And then afterwards, I now pick all my accents based on what I will still be able to say if I've had a four-hour awful session.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, what can I do after I've ruined myself for 4 hours? So... Clay and Ashton are on the other ends of that.
God, I wish I could do accents. Like, sometimes...
You can, though.
I can.
We heard some earlier tonight.
Yes, sometimes I can, and it's like, wow, I can do it. And then, like, the next day, it's gone.
You've got to have a good Brit, right?
Say again?
Do you do an RP? You've got to have, like, an RP Brit.
Classy.
A nice classy...
Classy English accent, like this.
I went to school.
Nope.
No, we could work on this, though. It's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult.
Longer. Right. Everything's got to be long, yes.
Everything's got to be long.
Yeah, oh!
There are people in the UK vomiting right now.
Who are like, oh, what is this?
Don't you see a fucking thing?
This one American is teaching this other American.
Not properly doing.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
I so badly wanted like a stronger accent with Yasha because I was like, it's so fun because there is something about fantasy RP where you feel like you want to do like a British accent or like it feels more fantasy because every fantasy film that we've seen, you don't hear... a boring-ass American accent. So I always wanted that, because you sound so regal and wonderful, and I just can't do it.
Well, a little bit it's nice, too, because you're going outside of yourself, so you just feel different yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this Fern voice that you do, is that something that you've done all your life, or for years, like this?
No, that just popped out in EXU, and I was like, okay. Oh, this nice. Is what's gonna happen.
So much.
Yeah, that was just the first game, and I was like, well, maybe I'll just try something like she's a little, and then that came out.
If the audience leaves with nothing else, they should know two things tonight. One, you can see my nipples, and two, you have to do an accent to play Dungeons and
Dragons. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the only way to play.
Yeah. And if you don't, stop playing.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Arnie Erickson and Elias Lafonos.
I don't have a pronunciation.
What a cool name.
Oh, no, I'm going for it. I actually went for the most like supervillain sounding one. So, and again, I get it all the time. So, sorry. Remember, if you have a burning question for our Tower of Inquiry once it is rebuilt, you can enter it at critroll.com/tower.
No punctuation.
You did so good. That's perfect.
But we're going to take a quick break, but don't leave because...
I've decided I've grown bored of Critical Role and its paltry shows. I've decided to aim higher. World domination! And I don't need this nerdy ass company anymore! So that's why for the C-Block, you will all be playing a game called... Keep talking, and no one explodes!
Whoa! My back is literally burning.
Wait, did you...
I did not plant a bomb on set or anything like that. Though I can see from the context of the clues why you'd think that, but I'm a homicidal anthropomorphic mop. What a monster. But if you fail, that pumpkin man will come alive and eat all of you slowly, one by one, while the crew watches with utter dispassion.
What is happening right now?
So scary.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we stop?
That's it for the podcast version of this episode of Foresighted Dive. In the video version, we wrap up each episode by playing some games, which don't always translate well to an audio-only format. Honestly, it's mostly yelling, truly. So be sure to check out the rest of the episode via the VOD for the full chaos. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the campaign, be sure to drop us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're using. Your thoughts may just encourage a new critter to take the plunge. Foresighted Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/CriticalRole and youtube.com/Critical Role with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.